What it do, y'all? It's your boy, Funny Marco, and thank y'all for tuning in to Breakbeat Media, the audio version. You can also check out the YouTube version on Breakbeat Media. We got everybody on this show. When I say everybody, we got everybody. I appreciate y'all for tuning in, and make sure y'all check it out. It's on Breakbeat Media. Give it up for Jada Waiter. All right, Jada, where did your name come from?
Jada Waiter? They were calling me that since I was like a baby. Mm-hmm. So I just kind of kept it.
Now that you're older, are you going to change it or?
Well, I go by Jada Chivas, but I'm going to keep my nickname. It's cute.
Okay. So let us know. I see that you just had your pop-up shop. Like, how was that experience?
It was like a sold-out event. The line was wrapped around the whole.
You cried?
Yeah, I did cry.
How long?
Maybe like a couple seconds.
So is that a real cry?
Yes, but I didn't want to mess my makeup up.
So what is a real cry?
A real cry is maybe like 5 minutes plus.
So when have you done that before?
I cried when I had my baby.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I pulled up some stuff and I want to get into it. These are your tweets.
Tweets?
These are tweets from your page.
I don't have a Twitter. Like when I had a Twitter? Or are they recent?
So do you have a Twitter?
No.
Oh, fuck. Hey, she don't got a Twitter.
Yes, she does.
No, I really don't have a Twitter.
So it was like a tweet. It was in 2022. The beginning says, don't say shit. Just make motherfuckers feel you. You never tweeted that?
That's not my, the W-A-Y-Y-D-A-M-I-N, that's not my Twitter.
Crazy.
But it got like a whole bunch of followers.
So how do you feel about like with TikTok? Like you've been banned on TikTok before, right?
Banned?
Yeah, off TikTok, like before, like.
No.
Uh-huh.
Well, I couldn't post videos for like, right. A couple hours.
And why you think that happened?
I don't know. I don't even be on it like that. I don't know.
So you don't be on TikTok?
No, I'm on it, but not like for me to get banned. Okay. I didn't even post nothing inappropriate.
So it's a couple questions. Do you ever just do weird dance moves out the blue?
Sometimes.
Mm-hmm. And why do you think that?
Why do I think that?
Yeah, like why do you do that? Like,
just what? Randomly do it? I just like to dance.
Mm-hmm. So I feel like on here from like looking at your profile, it's like a Jada twerk mode, like where you just go crazy. Like you got thousands of twerk videos.
That is so not true.
Are you serious?
Yes. You on my TikTok?
No, I'm just saying like it's a combination of like your whole, from your whole career.
Oh yeah.
And it's just like Oprah never has nothing like that.
I'm not Oprah.
I know, I'm just saying Oprah. How do you feel about cooking?
I'm trying to get better, so I've just been practicing more and more.
How do your son feel about your cooking?
Personally, he loves my cooking. He do. He really do. He like when I cook.
He do?
Yes, he do.
So Jada, Walmart or Target?
Target.
Why?
I just like Target. It's more of my aesthetic.
So how's your curve game? Like, is you good at it or is like you nervous?
No, I have no problem with curving.
Can we paint a scenario right now? You at Target, right?
Uh-huh.
And I'm just a stranger and I see you. Let's get into it. Yo, how you doing?
What's up? How are you?
Fine. See you shopping at Target. You know what I'm saying? You looking good.
Thank you. How may I help you?
I just want to know if I can get like your Instagram or.
No, I'm okay. I have a boyfriend.
Why?
I have a boyfriend.
Who?
I have a boyfriend.
You in here by yourself though?
My boyfriend's waiting on me in the car.
Why he in the car?
I had to just run in and grab a couple things.
I see you got a basket full of stuff. See, you giving in. Now I'm gonna stay longer and talk.
Yeah, then I would just walk away.
But you say your curb game is good.
It's really good.
But that's not curbing somebody. That's
but I'm not mean. Like I've never just shot anyone down to where it's like, boy, fuck you, get out my face. I'm always gonna be nice.
Do that again.
Boy, fuck you, get out my face.
That was a good one.
That's how you want me to be?
Nah, I mean, I just feel like.
That is so mean.
After you said you got a boyfriend one time, you shouldn't have said two times probably.
Yeah.
Right? All right, so then, I want to know, what's your favorite R&B song? One that just make you get in the mode when I see this, like, word from word.
Love, never knew what I was. That's my favorite R&B song.
So you feel like you could have been an R&B singer?
No. When I get on the right amount of liquor, back to when I was twerking, I feel like I can sing.
So he said back to when you was twerking, you done twerking?
I'm done twerking. So no, sometimes I turn R&B mode, sometimes I turn into a stripper.
Okay, all right. So I just got a question, just kind of like to see how your brain think and just like how quick you are.
Okay.
Imagine like it's like a volcano going on, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you like falling in and you're like, you know, you're sinking away and it's just like, damn, my life about to be over. What's the best way to get out of that?
The volcano falling.
Yeah.
I don't know what I could do to stop it.
Just really think, just like.
If I'm falling, I would probably try to run from it.
But I'm saying you're in a volcano.
I'm like, in the volcano?
Yeah, you got, and you're trying to get out. What's the best way you can get out of that?
Try to climb up. Away. I don't know.
Why don't you just stop imagining? I just said, if you're imagining, all you gotta do is just stop imagining.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
What's on
your
mind?
You got me with that one. Because I'm still imagining, like, how would I get out of a volcano?
Just stop.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. So how you feel about Chanel?
Love Chanel. That's my favorite.
Wow.
It's just expensive. Mm-hmm. High end. You just look cute when you have a Chanel bag.
Most money you done spent in a day?
In a day? My G-Wagon. It was $110,000.
The cheapest gift you ever got?
Got a pair of socks before from my grandma. She always get me socks every Christmas.
How can you feel about that?
I love them. Mm-hmm. I look forward to her socks every Christmas.
So let's say one of your friends, they just get you a gift that you're not into. Like, how do you respond to that?
Cute. You should have asked me what I wanted.
Do it over again.
Cute. You should have asked me what I wanted.
Cute.
Cute.
Right, right. And I want to know, this is, when it comes to you, I feel like you like got so much attention on you. How do you handle that? You can go live. Your live is going crazy. Go to the store, it's going crazy. TikTok's going crazy. Like, how do you handle that?
Gotta keep being me. Like, I don't ever get caught up in the clout or the people or, you know, I love the support, don't get me wrong, but like, I don't let it change me. Mm-hmm. Like, I still go to any store by myself. I just was in the mall yesterday by myself. Mm-hmm. Just normal girl with
you
a lot of
You should change it though, don't you think? Because people approach you. How you feel about your privacy when people come up to take pictures?
So if I'm with my son, I'm totally like, no, I'm not taking no pictures. I'm real stiff when I got my child with me. But if I'm by myself, I'm going to take pictures until I really get like, and I've never been to a point where I'm just annoyed. As long as you're nice, they're going to get what they want and then leave, so.
So who's your favorite celebrity? Who's somebody you would like to take a picture with? And like, when I see them, I got to take a picture with them.
I love Beyonce.
So when you take a picture with her and then after she takes it, she just walk off, what would you say?
I wouldn't.
Like, she just takes a picture and just like, all right, whatever.
I might feel away, but I don't do that.
Hold on. Just answer the question.
I would kind of be like, dang. But I wouldn't care as long as she took the picture, honestly. Right. I wouldn't care.
So how do you feel, LL Cool J feel at that moment?
No, this is the thing. In that situation, he probably felt really crazy, like played a little bit, but I talked to him. But I really was just like caught up in a moment.
No, yeah, you explained that. I seen everything, y'all. You told everybody, like, it was a lot going on.
It was so much, and I was just about to go and announce something in front of all those people, so I was just like frantic at that moment. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was bad.
I mean, it wasn't bad, it was just a moment.
A terrible moment.
I wouldn't say terrible. When it comes to you and your thinking progress, do you feel like you make decisions off like right then and there, or do Jada calm down and be like, you know what, I just need to give me time and then I react? Or do Jada just react?
I just react and then I gotta deal with the consequences later.
Right, is that something that's gonna change? Like, do you got any like something like, cause you said you're done twerking.
No, I didn't say that. I never said that.
Okay, well, twerking is like, is it going down or?
If I'm drinking, I'm twerking. Mm-hmm. And I'm not gonna stop drinking.
So when you drink Amsterdam?
I don't drink Amsterdam. I drink 1942, Classe Azul.
Hennessy?
No, Casamigos if they don't have the other two.
Casamigos?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Reposado.
Favorite song to dance to?
Right now, my favorite song to dance to is Baby What You Doing, Nardo Wick.
What's the name of the song? That's the name of the song?
What You Doing.
Right, so you play that in the car and it just kind of get into it.
That's my like get into it song.
Do you feel like you're a player?
Yeah.
Break it down.
I am very smooth with everything I do.
I was talking about video games.
Oh, like, you can still be smooth playing a video game?
No, but you used to be a gamer. You used to play games a lot.
I've never played games.
You had a PS5.
I brought a lot of them. I tried to get into it, but I couldn't really get into
Jada,
it.
Jada, you said you was a gamer and you stopped gaming.
I've never said
Jada,
I was a gamer.
You have said that.
I played the PS4 when I was a kid.
Jada, and I played video games, but I got so busy, I stopped playing games. I pulled this up.
I played video games,
like you're
but I wouldn't say, no.
You bought 2 PS5.
I actually brought 5.
Grand Theft Auto?
I love Grand Theft Auto.
But you don't play
on
games.
The PS4, it's like the handheld one.
Are you aggressive?
Because you trying to tell me what I did.
No, we're just talking.
No. You're telling me something that I didn't do or I don't do.
So outside of that, you a player?
I mean, not really a player. Yeah.
What is your attitude like? Is it kind of like, is this, I'm always happy?
I like to just be in a happy mood. When you're in a bad mood, it just brings bad energy. Like today I got in a car accident. My nanny and my son, they were like going through it. And they're like, why are you so calm? And I'm like, y'all, like we didn't die. We're
so
okay.
Like no more, we'll never ever see you mad at this interview. We can use this clip
no,
like
no,
this.
No. I'm not saying, see you said
I'm
my
asking,
mood,
I'm asking.
Are you always just happy? And I do try to stay happy. I mean, I do have my days where I'm like not feeling it, but. Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us something here that your fans don't know about you? Like what's the secret like that
a
don't nobody
secret?
Know? Yeah.
I drive with 2 feet. That's not really a secret.
I give it up for Jada. She drive with 2 feet. Woo! Take the headset off. Have you ever drove with 2 feet?
Well, I did, but
I don't give a fuck. Put it back on. Jada, now that I think about it, is that the way you got into a wreck?
Oh! Probably so.
How many phone books do you sit on when you drive?
I don't have to sit on any.
Oh. So how do you feel about people driving your car?
I don't care. I let all my friends drive my car.
Mm-hmm. What are you selfish with?
I'm selfish with, honestly, I'm not selfish with nothing except my personal belongings, like the things on my body.
So why don't you drop enough clothes for everybody? Because you sell out. I think you're selfish because you don't have enough clothes for all your fans.
Well, actually, I did get more clothes, and that just meant more customers. So I just got to keep up in the quantity.
But you still sell out.
Yeah.
You don't think that's selfish.
I can't. That is selfish, but I can't help that.
So are
that.
You selfish?
No, I'm really not selfish, though, because my next drop, I'm going to get more inventory. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to just keep getting more and more inventory till everyone is satisfied.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel like dating you is like, it's a job?
No, I feel like I'm real easy to date.
You really believe that?
Mm-hmm. I let you do you, I do me. As long as I could do me, we both could be happy.
So you don't get upset?
If you do something, I'm mad. But
so if I could recall, I think it was like a viral moment where you made a plate and it went viral. Where they was like, what is this? Was that?
That was a moment.
What happened? How did you feel?
People up here or up north don't eat cream corn. I still eat cream corn. Still to this day, I just won't post it no more after that situation happened.
So when your friends, you cook for your friends, what are they? They be like, Jada, like, she throw down?
Yes. My friends eat my food. All right.
I mean, just because I didn't say nothing.
You trying to play me a little bit.
How much?
But my friends love eating my food.
Right. I never said that.
Because you trying to get me. But I've grown in the kitchen.
It's good that you cook. A lot of people don't cook.
Yeah.
Because you got money where you don't have to cook.
But I like to do it.
Right. Yeah. So, and we also got here. He said the song that you did with Ja Rule, how was that?
With Ja Rule?
Why'd you got that down in here?
I
didn't do no song. I don't make music.
Excuse me. Aren't you Ashanti?
This is not Ashanti. I said this is Jada.
I thought that was just like a nickname.
Are you serious?
I thought we were interviewing like artists. And I thought she was Ashanti. When I got met her on the car, she looked like her.
I do not look like Ashanti.
That's not Ashanti. Dave, can you talk to him? You okay?
I'm just trying to figure out what y'all got going on.
Why do you feel like people actually like fuck with you? Like all your fans, a lot of people love you.
I think because I'm just me. Like I'm not scared to show the flaws. I'm not scared to show when I'm going through something. I'm not scared to just be authentically myself. I go through the same shit everybody else go through. And I think that's why people really gravitate towards me.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Can y'all give it up for that right there?
Yeah.
You, hold on, wait. You don't clap because you thought she was Ashanti. That don't mean she looks nothing like Ashanti. Why you say that?
Huh?
Why you say that?
I don't know.
I'm saying why? Did you tell him that you're me and her talking? He can't hear. Did you tell him that you're Ashanti?
No.
Huh?
I can hear you.
How do you feel about the song Jada Waiter?
It's cute. It's catchy. I like it. A whole song dedicated to me, that's crazy.
And you know what's crazy? When you look that up, that's the first thing that pop up on Google.
The song?
Like, you got your phone?
Yeah.
Search your name. When you search your name, that's the first, like, you don't pop up at all. First.
I don't pop up?
That
Dang,
pops up
he
first.
Took he took that away from me? Wow.
That's crazy, right?
She said she didn't have Twitter.
Right. I don't.
Come here, let me see. Show her it.
That's not my Twitter.
It says your name.
Yeah, but that's not me.
Sure.
Why does it matter? Listen, come here, chump. Why does it matter if it is her Twitter or not?
Just doing content. I want to make sure that that's part of my job, content.
I ain't got no Twitter account.
Right now, that's the irritating face right now. And that's what you're doing to her.
I'm stepping back. I'm giving her the space. I'm just trying to make sure our content's consistent.
Look, all right, nothing, professor. Not, listen, what I'm trying to tell you is, why would it be close to her name? It would be something else, like Jerika.
I'm doing my job.
What, finding false information? Are the cameras even rolling right now? Is you rolling that camera?
Camera is rolling, but I didn't want to like waste more time earlier, so the audio actually never started rolling.
So the camera never started?
The camera started.
When did you start it?
Like 3-4 minutes ago.
So you saying we got to do the whole thing over?
Yeah, we got at least 20 minutes in the 20, at least 20.
You got another 30 minutes in you?
I'm sorry.
I ain't even gonna frame. He done blew me.
Yeah, you definitely did, bro. You fucked this one up.
You done sat here and told me I'm lying.
No, I'm just saying you're lying.
You, what?
I'm saying it was on the internet.
All right, raise your hand if y'all feel like Matt is a piece of shit.
Wow. I need to ask her? She ain't feeling me right now. That's on Mr. Marco's job.
Hey, don't. What you're not gonna do is point at me. I'm a man. Don't point at me.
Well, I won't point you.
Don't point at nobody. And that's why your girl was talking about that you got beat up by old boy that y'all was talking about. That's why she left you when y'all was arguing outside in the parking lot, because you don't have no common sense.
This guy way overboard. We talk about something that's different that has nothing to do with the show. I think it's best if we go talk to you.
No, I think we best stay on the topic on why you got your ass knocked out in the first place.
Okay, here we go. Okay, you got a problem. Hey, we got a problem.
I'm sorry.
All right. We about to shut this whole thing down in a second.
Who is we?
We got to shut this whole thing.
What do you, I'm saying, no, when he say we, who the fuck is we?
I'm we. That's about bottom line.
I understand that you big. That don't mean nothing.
Huh?
Just because you fat don't mean nothing.
This ain't even this.
Don't take this funny shit for granted.
Hold up. Wait a minute. Excuse me, darling. You young enough to be my daughter. I don't think you want to see this. I really don't. This is about to be some shit, this motherfucker.
Clearly, don't even speak to her. She give two fucks about
you. My blood pressure is going up and it's out of control.
She gives two fucks about you. But you started off calling her Shanti.
This is not what I signed up for. This is not professional.
Who the fuck told him to sign anything?
Oh, come here. This is not professional.
Come here. I'm just saying, come and holler at me.
Entirely.
Come and holler at me. Come and holler at me. Come
on.
Come. What are you doing?
I'm talking to her.
Nigga, I'm right here. Okay.
Yeah, I apologize. I'm sorry.
Put your hand down. Hand down.
This is not how we conduct ourselves.
Who is we? Say I.
What is going on?
I don't know what's wrong, bro.
Is he tripping?
Sweet. You got
or am
ten
I tripping?
Minutes.
I don't, shut up. Am I tripping or are you tripping? Do it, show me. I'm saying, like, can you tell me he's tripping?
I'm not doing it.
Why not? You want me to tell him? You said it? All right, so basically, we got started from the top. And you said you ain't got nothing to do. Is that cool?
I could do like 15 more minutes.
He talking about we need 40.
40? No.
Well, we can't, you want to just reschedule?
I could do 15 more minutes.
15 more minutes, okay. All right, let's get it. Pizza rolls or Hot Pockets?
Hot Pockets.
Cat or dog?
Dogs.
Grass or uncut?
What? I don't know.
Dreads or fade?
Fade.
Okay, that's the interview. That's all we need. Just put it in here. Yeah, that's good? Y'all feel like? All right, stop. Oh, bro, you about to eat before we start?
I'm gonna put y'all up.
I think he popped a perk.
What? If this is for real?
Yeah.
This the interview?
Yeah.
This ghetto, I ain't even gonna lie. This shit is ghetto as fuck.
No, I'm just messing with you. This is all a prank right here. This is part of the set. Come here, Brad, look. So we give people the worst interviews, look. So yeah, this is all part of it. This is a part of it. So This is part of it?
I don't know what type of games y'all playing.
Bro, she said, this is ghetto. Yeah, all of it is part of it.
See, y'all play too much.
Yeah, that's part of it. So I'm giving people the worst interview. Yeah. So I appreciate you for coming on here. We get everybody. They don't know that until the end.
That was good. It was too good, because I'm
like. You missed the man part. I was just about to say the sandwich out in hand. We'll get this out.
I thought y'all was for real. I didn't know what the fuck was going on. Damn.
I'm talking about when we was whispering up there. I'm like, am I crazy or is he crazy? She said,
I was trying not to talk about the man. I know. You trying to like, get me to talk about the man on the side.
Like, when you look at it, it's go, I said, tell him that he crazy. I'm not about to do that. I'm going. Nah.
Y'all are insane.
Thank y'all for tuning in for the Breakbeat Media Audio. If you're in your car going on a trip or a road trip, we appreciate you for listening. And make sure you listen to the next episode. French Montana, right? Do you speak French?
I used to.
What happened to it? And then I feel like you the first person to do a whole song saying like the same thing over and over and over. You know that?
Oh, which one?
Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing.